Welcome to the 7th episode of the limited series Trapped in a Culture. I am your host, Layla Wills. This series contains adult content and graphic language and is not intended for all audiences. Afrika Bambaataa has denied all allegations of child sexual abuse and the sexual abuse of minors. To protect their anonymity, the voices of some people interviewed were altered at their request. Voice identification is at the end of this episode and also in the description.
I've always avoided doing this, being on camera. But you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. It took a whole year for people around me to convince me to do this documentary with you. And this is closure for me. There's many levels to this Zulu Nation thing. We have the Bambaataa cult fan club. Then you have the Universal Zulu Nation. Then you have like the Universal Zulu Nation on many different levels. But there's no one, no one unified Universal Zulu Nation. It's a facade. To that facade in the 90s, but the facade that I added on was real. So people like me, you know, was really doing a lot of the work, and you know, we need to say, well, we want people that are thinkers, and da da da. I beg to differ. I put you, Flash, and Herc on the cover of The Source. You know, myself, DJ Powell, and Jaquan.
Some cats believe that the way to control another man is to fuck him in his ass. Catch him while they're young. Fuck him in the ass. You turn them into angry warriors. I know there's a certain mental level that he deal with. And I saw this always around him.
Your Zulu Nation, that's your stuff. That's your thing. You do that. You do that, okay? We do this. African Islam do that. TC Islam does that. There's many levels to this Universal Zulu Nation movement. You know what I'm saying? And the beautiful organization. But see, the bullshit part of it is like, yo, this you cats always asking cats for money, but where's the money going to? I spoke to an elder the other day. He said, well, you know, when a family member like messes up, you know what I'm saying, da 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 da, you know, we all family. He's not family to me. You know, I will say this, Afrika Bambaataa has never been family to me. Afrika Bambaataa has never even been to my house. You see the facade? Bambaataa has never been to a lot of your homes. He's always looked at you guys as like fans. He's looked at you guys as, you know, he used to tell me, there's people that don't like you and don't like me. I've always understood his hatred towards also the Universal Zulu Nation too. You know, I have nothing fucked up to say about Afrika Bambaataa publicly. Anything I gotta say to him will be behind closed doors with me and him, you know what I'm saying, with this Brazilian made 9mm, because that's where the level he took it to with me. I've been called a rat by a Ernie Punkacoli. And I say Ernie Punkacoli because only a punk, you know what I mean, that's an elder, would call me and ask me my opinion on something that you never put no money up in this nation. You never shot nobody for this nation. You never did nothing for this nation. You never did no time for the bang force, man. And, you know, thank you for taking pictures, you know, saying I'm glad that you're a hip-hop legend from that. But I also contributed to your, you know, your fun when you were sick and everything. You know, and you're going to call Hard-Hitting Harry and say, well, I think TC's a rat for going on the Star Show. Star is my brother. Star has never did nothing fucked up to me. Star, that's my man. You know what I mean? That's my brother. Just like you were my elder brother. But seeing that you violated that, you know, like you and anybody else that feel like, you know, what I'm saying or whatever, I will never ever demonize African Bambaataa. He did that to himself. The day he called me to lie for him, he ain't called none of y'all. He ain't called none of you. I understand the reason why he can't call me, because he knows I know the truth.
Good evening. Welcome to the Star Chamber. Tonight I have another guest, one of the architects, pioneers, legends of the Zulu Nation. It gets no more authentic than this person right here. He goes by the name of Grand Master T.C. Islam.
Right now, as today's Star, as of today, I've been gotten, you know, I resigned the other day, and
yes,
since my resignation from the Universal Zulu Nation, up to this day, I've received 25 death threats.
You are now hiding out, correct? From who are you hiding from? You said you had 25 death threats.
Yeah, man.
Who are you hiding from and why?
You know, like, you can't even imagine, like, you know, you grow up in the fucking streets, like, you know what I'm saying, and you love the music so much, dog, that, yo, he never, ever, well, I'm not his type, you know what I'm saying, just put it like that. It's like, I couldn't believe that when he called me to damage control this shit, that when I asked him, yo, did you do this, man? I can damage control anything, but yo, just tell me the truth and we'll stand with you. And I felt like, word, that's what you think of me, man? That's what you think of everything we fucking been through, man? Like, you must have forgot what the fuck it is, man. That I would actually lie for you? Yo, I'll call you back. You're not gonna call me back, man. Go to Chicago, get your money with Cassius D. Which ain't happened anyway, because we shut that shit down too. You know what I mean?
So he didn't admit it to you?
And I knew right then and there, like, I knew he had did it, even when he called me. I just wanted to see that, yo, you just tell me the truth, I got you. To not get a phone call. Oh, he ain't called nobody, man. He turned his back on everybody, man. And I told you, yo, we gotta separate this from the nation. He gonna tell me,
yo, you'll see Farrakhan
and the nation separate from him. You don't see Dr. York separate from the SR rules. I said, we're not a religious organization. Or how you know we're not?
Really? Really? You know what I'm saying? All I wanted to do was take shit to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a liar. I'm gonna call the bullshit out. I'm gonna tell you, yo, you wanna dance? Let's dance. What the fuck I got to lose right now? I fucking lost it. It was me that had to call for the fucking purge. It was me that had to fucking call for the purge. That's how I made. About the old Fox 5. By the time Fox 5 ends, all the tri-state gonna know this.
Have you ever abused any underage boy?
I never abused nobody. You know, it just sounds crazy to people to say that here you abuse me. You know, my thing is, you know all my people back then. You know, the hundreds of people that been around me. You know, if something like that happened, why you never want to? None of them.
Prior to this coming out on the Star Show, I basically had announced that the Hip Step Movement, we will basically start internal affairing, taking over internal affairs for the Universal Zulu Nation. Why should I represent something where, hold up, dude, you mean tell me you that much of a band by the fucking groupie fuckboy fan that, yo, all the money is going in his name, your dues, everything, it goes to him, and y'all broke sleeping on couches? Are you stupid? And you got a, and you putting cats and taxi rides to your home? So, when we started internal affairing, we started internal affairing the Zulu Nation 15 years ago, and the first one we internal affair was Afrika Bambaataa. Because see, if I would have came out in the 90s saying I have suspicions that Bambaataa is fucking with little boys up in the nation, I would have been dead because of zealotism. But he would have been dead too. Straight like that. You know what I mean? So what I did, I had no proof. So I started alienating myself. As you saw, the Zulu aliens. And these stupid motherfuckers never even asked me what it meant because I'm in the music and you just gotta listen to my music. You know what I mean? You're not gonna keep taking people's ideas and claiming them to be yours, which basically got y'all in trouble with the Faber Sin Nation in the first place. You know what I mean? You're not gonna try to disgrace my name because you guys wanna cover up something. That's you guys, dog. Guys, nothing to do with hip-hop. Zulu Nation did nothing for hip-hop culture. We extorted, killed, all kind of shit to get up in the industry. Because if we did, how come the artists themselves that represent the Zulu Nation, such as myself and many other artists, how come there's no one in the industry ever in the Zulu Nation to represent us like that? How come Africa, how come we don't have the biggest label like Def Jam? Huh? Here it is, you're sitting on the hip-hop nation and an organization on top of that. I know you're bigger than this. And yo, it's all right to get scared, man. I understood, but somewhere down the line, Bam, you forgot what it is to be one of us. And if you fuck with one of us, you fuck with all of us, man. You think just like the Zulu Nation to stop with like y'all 70s cats and all that, dude?
Yes, I was in the Black Panther Party. Yes, I lived this type of thing. I saw my comrades killed. I still see comrades in prison. I still know comrades that are overseas and can't come home because they're political exiles. I've seen exactly what's going on now before. I've seen it already. And when you see it, you know what is coming. Please, be very vigilant. Don't listen to rumors. And if you don't do that, it's going to come to the point of what they just said. People are going to die if we're not careful.
I just want what's mine. Nothing more, nothing less. I know for a fact that you did this shit. Yeah. That's why I resigned. Because also too, I resigned and I know exactly where to like aim my pistol at, y'all. I know exactly where I was shooting at. I'm tired. I said I got tired. This is the last straw. After that whole Poppy and Form and all that Star and Form, like, come on, man. Come on, yo, chefs in charge of your community affairs. What the fuck you speaking for? Then you got your spokesman Kamanzi saying something that you got. What? As we say, what's guan, blood? Ask questions on who was driving the getaway cars like in the 90s and all that, man. Ask questions, man. At one point, I did look at Bambada as a dad. Because the world looked at us as you know, father and son. And if there's any son that made him look good or helped him after, you know, Africa Islam, if he isn't thankful and grateful for all that I've done for him personally, and that I sacrificed my life and my career to cover up your debauchery. Because everywhere I went around the world, that's where it is, where it was. So you expect me to fucking like fuck my people shit up, lie for you when I got kids?
Have you talked to Afrika Bambaataa since?
No. No. He had his chances, open door to talk to me. Matter of fact, there's still open door for him to talk to me. There's two open doors for him to talk to me. One open door to apologize and keep it stepping. Another door to cut a check. That's it. There's nothing more, nothing else to say. The more that you try to push your Afrika Bambaataa religious services on the world, the more that I'm gonna crush that fucking shit and put a hipster fucking flag wherever the fuck it is. After this documentary, I'm good. You may look at this documentary 10 years from now. I'm not playing, man. No black man in this world, in this country, will ever live the life that Bambaataa lived. And you abused it.
I accepted you, brother, for who you were and who you are. And guess what? And let the whole world know that I'm proud to have you as my adopted musical father. This is my adopted dad, and I fucking love him, and I respect him, and this is my dog right here, B. And I dedicated my life to protecting you and resurrecting your career because I loved you, man. And I just wanted you to just come correct with me. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. My big homie, just be on the square with me, dude. She having sex with all the queens. No, all the queens want to fuck me, bro. I had power. I had money. You guys were broke. You guys had no apartments. Where you gonna bring them to? And then half them, then you have to understand what a Zulu queen was back then, yo. There was no 3/4 wrapped up in all that. It was strippers, hoes. We fucked them in. And then they fucked other niggas in. They held our guns. They were hospitality queens. Bam, they didn't care. They didn't care. They were their boyfriends. We were girls. So what's the problem? I'm sitting there going, wow, I'm not even getting asked to speak at the meeting of the minds anymore, which I started calling the meeting of the mindless, because mindless bullshit when you go there. Oh, it's all about Bambada and praising Bambada. So everybody playing a role. So let me tell you something, man. It's all been a scripted role. All scripted. Since the 90s, nothing's been real with the Universal Zulu Nation. There ain't no damn world council that runs the world of Zulu Nation. Ain't no Supreme World Council that runs shit perfectly. That's Bambada's damn fucking, his board to run his religion. While they manage the Universal Zulu Nation, which is the brand. You feeling me? Where the people represent the brand, and they're giving money and dues and all that, paying what and getting what in return. Y'all owe me money. I want my damn money. You had like losers, like this guy named Mark Love, that Islam put on, loser. Another cat by the name of Yoda, Kenny Snyder, loser. A right top freak. So when he says, oh, we saw you stick. No, you didn't see me saying nothing at the Zulu office. You saw me coming to get my files because we were getting evicted. Okay, we got evicted out of every goddamn office we had. Okay, because Bam and them compared to damn rent. But yet and still, you collecting dudes money for years and years and all that from and chapter money. Where's it going to pay for? Where's the office at? Is it going to somebody's pocket?
The Muhammad Islam. Which I love you. I love you, Hom. I love you to death, man. But told me, I don't believe you. I got to see it for myself. Well, I don't believe that none of y'all ain't gatekeepers for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. You know what I mean? You know, Mickey Benson calls me, he gay, me and Islam been around for years. Stop playing with me, man.
How do you know what?
How did I know Bambada gay? Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, Mickey.
You're going to need to really start walking a lot more safer. I'm just being honest with you. These people will stop at nothing to silence what they need to silence. Tap, it means peace. Hip step. I want to give thanks. I feel like a burden, a heavy cross is lifted off me. And I want to thank Leia. I want to thank everybody, man, that really co-signed her for me to do my part for this documentary. And no way, no shape, form, or fashion am I bashing Lance Taylor. I don't need to bash him. He's doing that shit his damn self.
But I had to set the record straight on what the Zulu Nation is, and I will always be setting the record straight on what the universal Zulu Nation really is from our hip-stepping perspective. You know what I mean? And to a perspective to where you people clearly understand what's been going on, what was going on, because it's just a bunch of lies, a bunch of facade and smoke and mirrors and shit. Thank you all for the support and years of support. We got some more years to do. And everything I do, I step in the name of the Creator for truth, justice, and the Hip Step way. Hotep Hip Step, and I wish you all just enough. Don't mind all this, you know, I've been just letting it go, releasing and weeping, because a king may weep over the ones he loves and, you know, things that bother him. But when a man gotta cry, another man's gonna die. So I'm just weeping right now, releasing a lot of years of locked up pain and letting that burden go, that heavy cross, man. You know, on my walk to Mount Golgotha, there wasn't nobody there to carry that cross. So I carried that cross, and that cross is now gone. I'm so thankful. But justice will be served. Justice will be served. Thank you all for being who you are. And to the She Nation, thank you for protecting the Grandmaster. And to everybody hip-stepping, thank you. Hotep.
Three weeks after this interview, Grandmaster T.C. Islam was killed on an Atlanta street. Tally Page, a 38-year-old of Atlanta, pled guilty to his murder. No member of the Zulu Nation was implicated in the crime, and Page is currently serving a 30-year sentence without the possibility of parole. Voices in order of appearance. Grandmaster T.C. Islam, former international spokesman of the Universal Zulu Nation. Troy Star Terrain, broadcast journalist. Brother Shep, Universal Zulu Nation. And I am your host, Layla Wills, and did all of the reporting. Thank you for listening to this 7th episode of the limited series, Trapped in a Culture. Please be advised this is not a full representation of the upcoming film. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information on the upcoming film, visit trappedinaculture.com.